Story 6 of The Almighty Dollar. In Space! At Read Short Sci-Fi, Volume 6. No Risk Planet by Milton Lesser.
Interstellar Hotel, Halcyon City, Halcyon. Mr. Herman Spotsworth, Interstellar Division, Terran Insurance Company, Baltimore, Mid-Earth. Dear boss, the natives got a big kick out of it when I told them what the name of their planet means in English. It means peaceful, but from what I could gather, the first Terran to land here 50 years ago was so impressed with the balmy climate and pleasant rolling terrain and almost tideless oceans that he named the planet Halcyon. The only catch is the natives have all the food they want and all the natural resources and just about everything, so they have nothing to keep them occupied except fighting wars. They haven't been able to string 3 peaceful years together since the beginning of recorded history here, 2,000 years ago. It's kind of like a game with them. That being the case, I ought to establish a new record for the Interstellar Division. I've got to sign off now because the air raid bell just rang. Regards to Joni. Cordially, Sammy Trumple.
Interstellar Division, Terran Insurance Company, Baltimore, Mid-Earth. Mr. Sammy Trumple, Halcyon City, Halcyon. Dear Sammy, glad to see you've arrived okay and are so impressed with the sales potential there. Remember the motto of the Interstellar Division, if you can planet fall, you can sell. Yours in sales, Herman Spotsworth. P.S. Regards from Joni.
Interstellar Hotel, Halcyon City, Halcyon. Mr. Herman Spotsworth, etc. Dear boss, that air raid was murder. You better double my own life insurance policy. Take the premiums out of my salary, please. Incidentally, your letter almost got lost because you forgot to include Interstellar Hotel in the address. It's a 50-room flea bag, boss, but they got pride. Please take good care of Joni. Cordially, Sammy Trumple.
Interstellar Division, Terran Insurance Company, Baltimore, Mid-Earth. Dear Sammy, you've been on Halcyon 3 weeks now. How come you wrote up no policies yet? You aren't taking the sights on a little tourist, are you, on a Terran expense account? Yours in sales, Herman Spotsworth.
143-14 East Shuldak Street, Halcyon City, Halcyon. Dear boss, please note the new address. The Interstellar Hotel was blown to bits in the last air raid. I'm scared, boss. There are air raids around the clock, with Halcyonians dropping off like flies. And that answers your question, incidentally. There are no tourists on Halcyon. It's too dangerous. Better quadruple my own life insurance policy. And tell Joan I love her. Frantically. Sammy Trumple.
Interstellar Division, Terran Insurance Company, Baltimore, Mid-Earth. Dear Sammy, I've quadrupled your policy. I'm taking care of Joni. I'm awaiting your first sale. Spotsworth.
14314 East Sheldrick Street, Halcyon City, Halcyon. Dear boss, I'm trying my head off. With those big premiums to pay, don't you think I could use a commission? There's something fishy going on here on Halcyon, but I can't figure it out yet. The way they get killed off in these wars, the Halcyonians ought to snap up insurance policies. In fact, I don't even know how much profit the company would expect to make from them. But that's your department. It's funny, though, the Halcyonians don't want life insurance. They don't even know what life insurance is. To give you an idea of what I mean, I'll quote verbatim a conversation I had with a couple of Halcyonians right after this morning's air raid, which levelled every building on their block except their own. Good morning, folks. You're mighty lucky people, yes siree.
Why are we lucky?
You're the only survivors in your whole block. Shrugging.
So what?
So what? So you could have been killed in that air raid, that's what.
Shrugging again. So what?
Tuning my language translated to its most cheerful pitch. I'm from the planet Earth. Did you ever hear of the planet Earth?
No.
Hopefully. It's also called Terra, near Sirius.
No.
Well, anyway, I represent the Terran Insurance Company, Interstellar Division. I'm here on Halcyon to offer you or loved ones financial protection from the ravages of war via life insurance.
Which insurance?
Life insurance. The special triple indemnity war and disaster policy of the Terran Insurance Company.
I never heard of life insurance. What does it do?
I have here in my hand, this required some exclamation, boss, because the Halcyonians do not have hands, a blank policy for you to look at. Life insurance, you see, pays a stipulated sum to a party of your designation in the event of your death. All you do is pay small yearly premiums and...
Oh, like the fellow from Fomalhaut.
Gasping?
What? There's another insurance salesman in my territory. Someone's poaching. He's been here some time now, but he couldn't possibly be interested.
The Fomalhautian's policy offers you more.
Really, we couldn't be less interested. The answer to your question is no.
Is he still here in Halcyon City?
Who?
Insurance salesman from Fomalhaut.
Think so. His name, I believe, is La Luck. You could look him up in the city register.
I sure will, and thank you, folks.
You're wasting your time, Mr. Terra.
No, that's my planet. My name is Trumple.
Well, Terra, or whatever your name is, you won't sell any of those doohinkuses here.
Well, that's the conversation, boss. Half an hour later, the two Halsonians got their breathing vents ruptured in the air raid and died of strangulation. I bet you're glad I didn't sell those two policies. You're still hopefully Sammy Trumple. P.S. I intend to look up this guy from Fomalhaut.
Instead Division, Terran Insurance Company, Baltimore Med Earth. Dear Sammy, 6 weeks now without a sale. What's the matter with you? Getting soft? Homesick? Journey is all right, I assure you. How's Bell's man? If you can plan it fall, you can sell. And by the way, you go right ahead and sell him. Let the boys in the actuary department worry about having to pay off immediately. We're sales, Sammy, sales. Why don't you go out into the grassroots somewhere where this bird from Fomalhaut hasn't tried his hand? Maybe he's soured all the Halcyonians on life insurance with the wrong approach, over-aggressive or something. Buck up, Sammy. I've still got a little faith in you. Explore. Consider. Sweat. Sell. Yours in sales, Herman Spotsworth.
Rumpel Croyd Sunspurt School. Halcyon. Dear boss, I'm out here over in Rumpel de Croyd Sunspurt School trying you to your suggestion about the grassroots. It's a small town, population under 2,000, without an important war industry. You'd think it would be safe from air raids, but it's not. As I told you when I first reached Halcyon, they have no real reason for war. War is like a game with them. Their best bombers are sent out after hospital ships, I understand. At any rate, tomorrow I'm going to try my luck here in Rumpel Croyd and Sunspurtsical. Meanwhile, I have something of interest to report. Remember that guy I mentioned, Luck, the insurance salesman from Fomalhaut? I met him in Halcyon City before I took the monorail to Rumpel Croyd and Sunspurtsical, and we had a long talk. I said, I hope you don't think I'm poaching on your territory, Mr. Luck. I then turned down the translator to soft obsequious. I assure you that's not the way Terran Insurance operates. We didn't know you were here.
That's quite all right,
Lalak told me. You can have the whole planet for all I care. Are you going back to Fomalhaut? I asked, hopefully.
Goodness no. I had my savings shipped here to Halcyon and started a munitions plant. I'm making a fortune.
I next asked Lalak, translator on shocked voice, about his company loyalty. He said, That's censored by my translator. When in Rome, ha ha. It seems every civilized planet has an author who said something like when in Rome, etc. You didn't happen to try the grassroots, did you? I asked with my translator in indifferent, because I didn't want Lalak to get the idea I was eager and maybe try it himself.
Friend, admitted Lalak, I tried everything, without any success. Say, why don't you come into munitions with me? There's a whole colony of extra Halcyonian insurance salesmen going into munitions here. I could use a partner.
That ended our conversation, and got the cold canvas Rumpel Croyd and Spurtsical in the morning. I'll keep in touch, pessimistically. Sammy Trumple.
XXX, Subspacegram XXX, from Herman Spotsworth, Interstellar Division, Town Insurance Company, Baltimore, XXX, to Sammy Trumple, Rumpel Croyd and Sunspurtsical, Halcyon XXX, don't go getting any ideas from this, La Luck Fellow XXX, remember your company loyalty, XXX, remember our motto, XXX, remember all those premiums you have to pay, XXX, the Chief of Sales wants results soon, XXX, I want results soon, XXX, otherwise he'll have my head, XXX, I'll have your head, Spotsworth, XXX, transmitted via Alpha Centauri, Subspace Station, XXX, send flowers by subspace to any part of Milky Way Galaxy at no extra cost, XXX, quarterly special. Special Arcanar 3 Dragon Blossoms XXX Alpha Cent XXX.
Rumpel Croyd and Sunspurtsical, Halcyon. Dear boss, you don't have to worry about my company loyalty, but still no sales. Unfortunately, half of Rumpel Croyd and Sunspurtsical was wiped out yesterday on an air raid. I'm lucky I came through it with a whole skin. I went through the hospitals and first aid stations to canvass what was left of the population. They're just not buying. They can't or refuse to grasp the meaning of life insurance. The following conversation is typical. But in a devastating war like this, you need protection. Most other insurance companies wouldn't issue policies under the circumstances. You can consider it an interstellar public service by Terran Insurance.
What do I need life insurance for?
Don't you have a family, loved ones? People you like to see cared for you. That is, if you're suddenly not around to take care of the bills and things.
You mean if I drop dead?
Yes, sir.
What the hell for?
One never knows when he's going to drop dead.
No, I mean, what the hell do I want insurance policy for?
Statistics demonstrate that everyone wants the security of a life insurance policy.
I don't.
So that's the way it goes. I've had another idea, though. How does this strike you, boss? The local army commander has his headquarters not far from Rumpel Croyd and Sunspurtsical. Since the whole planet is under military rule because of the constant warfare, I figure if I can sell a policy to General Montagny, I could then sell every Dockford in his command. How does the idea strike you? With a glimmer of hope, Sammy Trumple.
Interstellar Division, Terran Insurance Company, Baltimore, Med Earth. Dear Sammy, now you're firing away on all jets, boy. Now you're good Terran insurance material. Your darn tooting, sell the general. We'll have it made after that. Enthusiastically, Hermy, P.S. I take back everything I may have said about you and Hayes, dear boy. You're A1 Terran insurance all the way. PBS Joni is languishing. She misses you so much. Make a couple of dozen sales to cover your expense account, and we'll think about getting you home on the next ship.
Military T.W. Wex from Supreme Commander Halcyon Subdivision 3, CMM Officer with Military Justice, CMM to CLNMR, H. Spatworth, CMM, Interstellar Division, CMM, Terran Insurance, CMM, Baltimore-Pending Trial or Appeal of your State Department, CMM, whichever comes first, CMM. We are holding Terran citizens trample under provisions of Article 7, CMM. ASEAN Code of Military Justice ad para Article 7 reads CLN, quote, any individual attempting subversion of moral welfare of officers or enlisted men, CMM. This command, CMM, is subject to imprisonment for not more than 25 Halcyonian years, PD, end quote. Para, please advise PD power for the commanding general, CMM, Lloyd-Madrock, go for all CMM, Halcyon Subdivision 3, CMM, Office of Military Justice, PD, and TWX.
Subdivision 3 Stockade. Halcyon. Dear boss, the luck of Fomalhaut is forwarding this letter for me. Help. Sammy Trample.
Enstel Division, Terran Insurance Company, Baltimore Med Earth. Commanding General, Subdivision 3, Halcyon. Dear sir, with Terran State Department approval, I am writing to you in regard to the case of our employee, Mr. S. Trample of Earth. With full State Department backing, we insist that we permit Mr. Trample to tell us, uncensored and in his own words, what has happened, in order that we may take steps to defend him as a citizen of Earth. Very truly yours, Herman Spatsworth.
Subdivision 3 Stockade, Halcyon. Dear boss, Lieutenant Major Rogo Furl informs me that I'm permitted to write to you an uncensored letter. Boss, I'm in the dregs of despair. Please take good care of Joni. It's cold here in the stockade. The food stinks. The other prisoners are all Halcyonian military deserters. Get me out of here. But I better calm down to tell you what happened from the beginning. As I already told you, I decided to try and sell General Multacne a life insurance policy. It took me 2 hours working my way through the chain of command before I could even get to see the general. When I finally did, I found myself facing a huge figure in military uniform. Huge, even by Halcyonian standards. General Multacne is probably 9 feet tall. At first, he was courteous. He listened politely, taking time out every now and then to direct a bombing raid by radio, while I explained to him nearly exactly what life insurance was and what he could expect from the Terran policy. Like everyone else in Halcyon, he said he didn't need life insurance. See here, sir, I said, translated polite but not obsequious, war is dangerous business. You never know when your number is going to be up. The general's office rumbled with laughter as he said, Mr. Terran, they all call me that, I'm indestructible. As you probably know, that's a typical military career man's attitude. They all think they're indestructible. The other fellow will die in the trenches of the raids, not them. Even on Earth we have trouble selling our policies to the military. I tried a different tack, the one approved for military customers on Earth. Well, General, I said, someday this war is going to be over. Someday you're going to retire to a farm somewhere in the good rich land around Rumpelquod and Sanspertical. You'll raise chickens, which the translator translated to the Halcyonian equivalent, of course, and bounce your little grandchildren on your knee. And then way off in the dim future, General, years and years from now, after you've lived a rich, full life, you're going to succumb to natural causes. And if not sooner, and we certainly hope it won't be sooner, that's when your family will need the insurance policy I have for you.
The war isn't going to end, General Montagny told me.
But someday, when your side is victorious and...
Victorious?
His translator buzzed, repeating the word syllable for syllable.
What is that?
When you win the war.
Win it? But I'm not going to win it, Mr. Terran.
Things can't be that bad, I consoled the General, giving him my best you're down in the dumps now but wait till later smile. Maybe the enemy has you on the run just now, but you'll emerge victorious. You'll win in the end. Of course, I would have told the same thing to General Montacne's opposite number in the opposing camp. I'm no authority on Halcyonian military matters. But under the circumstances, it seemed the correct thing to say. General Montacne stood up.
I must consider this interview an end, Mr. Terran, he said frustily, and advise you to keep such subversive thoughts to yourself in the future. I'm a broad-minded Halcyonian, but...
And the General let his voice trail off ominously. I figured he had battle fatigue, boss. Nobody could talk like that in his right mind, not even a general on a planet which is engaging in warfare almost constantly. Anyhow, I had to find out. Wandering through the military reservation on my way back to Rumpel, I chanced upon a non-commissioned officers' club. Here was the place to find out once and for all. I would speak to the NCOs, who probably had families and probably were in danger shipping out to the war fronts at any time. I went inside and I spoke. Maybe I made too much like a soapbox orator, I don't know. I told them they'd need insurance during the war and after the war. I told them that policies would give some solace in these trying times, mitigating some of their worries during the necessary horrors of the struggle for existence.
When finished, there wasn't a sound in the whole vast room. Boss, I thought we had them. I brought out a pad of policies and was ready to start scribbling names. Then the military police came in and arrested me. You know the rest. How I was taken to the subdivision stockades, given a medical exam for some reason, a small slice of flesh was taken from my rump. I won't miss it, but I couldn't sit down for 2 days. Told that I was being held under the provisions of Article 7 or some kind of code of military justice. Me, subversive. What do I want to do is sell insurance policies. Boss, get me the heck off this nutty planet. Tragically, Sammy Trample.
Town Consulate, Halcyon City, Halcyon. Department of State, Halcyon Subdivision 3. Sirs, please explain the charges under which Terran citizen Sammy Trample is being held in military prison. Walter M. Fogarty, Assistant Counsel.
Department of State, Halcyon Subdivision 3. Mr. Walter M. Fogarty, Terran Consulate, Halcyon City. Dear Mr. Halcyon, we hasten to respond to your note of yesterday and wish to thank you for the diplomacy, tact, and patience you have displayed in this matter. We of Halcyon are firm believers in reincarnation of the individual after death, as you may know if you've read Soy's Anthropologically Speaking, a study of 67 galactic societies, or attended any of our religious services. Now, since we believe in reincarnation, off the record I'm a free thinker myself, and since every individual certainly can't be born with a proverbial silver feeder in his mandibles, death is an adventure eagerly anticipated by most Halcyonians, who have hopes that their station in life will be improved in the next incarnation, although they believe, of course, that they will maintain their individuality, their élan vital, if you wish, in the subsequent incarnation. Terran citizen Trample was guilty of the worst sort of subversion when he spoke of an end to warfare. Naturally, there are some atheistic pacifists on Halcyon who would like to see war abolished and more people live out their current incarnations, but this dangerous minority is constantly hunted down. However, we recognise extenuating circumstances in the case of Terran citizen Trample. He is, of course, unfamiliar with our way of life. That being the case, I have recommended to the military authorities that he be pardoned without trial. I will keep you informed. Most sincerely, Aleg Trogonomo, Secretary for Resident Extra-Halcyonians.
Terran Consulate, Halcyon City, Halcyon. Mr. Herman Spotsworth, Interstellar Division, Terran Insurance Company, Baltimore Mid Earth. Dear Mr. Spotsworth, the enclosed communication from Trogonomo is self-evident. Feel better? Fogarty.
Interstellar Division, Terran Insurance Company, Baltimore Mid Earth. Dear Sammy, keep your chin up, boy. It's only a matter of time. Journey's fine. Hermie.
Memo to the Commanding General from Lieutenant Major Rago Furl, Office of Military Justice. Subject, the Terran Sammy Trample. I, Trogonomo of State, wants to go easy on the prisoner Trample. 2. It is my feeling, though, that in the best interest of Halcyon, an example should be made of the Terran Trample. The General realizes, I'm sure, that the colony of extra-Halcyonians on Halcyon is growing. They must learn to consider Halcyonian culture as inviolate. 3. Accordingly, I recommend we go ahead with trial of Terran Trample. Signed, Rago Furl, Lieutenant Major.
Memo to Lieutenant Major Rago Furl, Office of Military Justice, from the Commanding General. Subject, the Terran Sammy Trample. 1. Sorry, Furl, Trogonomo has more political friends than a Veterans Legion commander. 2. However, I quite agree with you. An example must be made of Trample. 3. But not through a military court of justice. That's political dynamite. 4. I'd like to suggest that Trample be allowed to make an attempted escape. He can be killed while fleeing. That should teach everyone a lesson, Trample included. 5. The details of this attempted escape are in your hands. I suggest you use La Luck of Fomalho as a go-between, however. And make sure Trample is killed. 6. After you read it, burn this letter. Unsigned.
14314 East Skirlak Street, Halcyon City, Halcyon. Dear boss, have I good news for you. A few days ago, La Luck, the ex-insurance salesman from Fomalho, visited me at the stockade. You could tell something was going on because Luck, usually a loud extrovert, spoke in conspiratorial whispers. They're going ahead with your trial, he said. How do you know? I'm in the position to know. I think you're being treated unjustly, Sammy. I came here to do something about it. Boss, I was desperate. Despite your encouraging note, I didn't know which way to turn. I said, like what? And Luck leaned forward to whisper, like helping you escape. He clamped a flipper over my mouth before I could blurt out something which would give us away. I calmed down and said, can we do it? We can try. We have to try. When? I asked. Tonight, after I leave. After it's dark. I had to get special dispensation to visit you. They won't let me visit you again. But what? How? I'm no intriguer, boss. I felt like a pawn in this game. But a pawn who was about to be checkmated unless he did something about it. Here, said La Luck, thrusting something into my hand.
This is from a Hotian freezer, Sammy. It'll stop anybody dead in his tracks with it. When they come to your cell tonight and bring your meal...
Lord Luck didn't finish a sentence. You'll be waiting for me outside.
Yes, with Jeptocopter, my friend. It won't be long now.
And Lord Luck was gone. I examined the weapon he had given me.
It looked deadly, all right, with a dull metal finish and a wicked funnel-like snout. I was ready, but I didn't see how I would get through the afternoon.
I tried to sleep. I couldn't. I tried to think of you and Joni and what it'd be like back on Earth. I couldn't concentrate. It grew dark slowly, the way it does on Halcyon. I thought they'd never come with my supper. I thought they were starving me before the trial, so I confessed readily. Then I began to think that maybe someone had seen La Luck give me the weapon. Perhaps the cell was wired and every word we said was heard in the Stockade Commander's office. Then I heard footsteps in the corridor. It always sounds like more than one person, the Halcyonians having more legs than we do. I stood there at the door of my cell waiting. I could feel my heart fluttering around inside me, like a bird. The cell door opened. At first I was going to use La Luck's weapon, but I didn't know what kind of noise it would make, and he hadn't told me. Instead I used the butt of the gun, banging it down across the guard's head. He stumped at my feet. I hoped I hadn't hurt him too badly. I even hoped La Luck's weapon was effective, but not lethal. I had nothing against the Halcyonians, I just wanted to escape. Out into the corridor I ran, passing three cross corridors before I reached the stockade quadrangle. In the halls I met no one. So far I was lucky, but then...
Halt! Who goes there?
A guard in the quadrangle challenging me. I was trembling so much, I had to hold La Luck's weapon in both hands to fire it. It made a noise like a siren. The guard didn't fall, he kept coming. I fired again. It was a siren. La Luck had tricked me. You can imagine the pickle I was in, boss. The siren summoned more guards, who came at me from all directions. I tried to get away, pounding across the pavement of the quadrangle. From somewhere a searchlight cut a bright yellow swath across the quadrangle. It found me and held me. One of the guards fired a blaster, hitting me in the base of the skull and killing me instantly. Cordially, Sammy Trumple.
Interstellar Division, Terran Insurance Company, Baltimore, Mud, Earth. Dear Sammy, I'm glad you managed to get away, but quit pulling my leg, will you? So the guard killed you, and then you sat down and wrote me a letter. Please tell me what really happened. By the way, I have great news for you. Joni had a litter of four pups, all spotted brown and white and cute as the dickens. I'm sending two of them to you by Subspace Express. And let me know what happened, will you? I was in sales. Hermy.
Croydon Sun's Spurtical, Halcyon. Dear Hermy, this letter is being smuggled out to you by a friend, because it would never pass the Halcyonian censor. They have a good thing and they want to keep it to themselves as much as possible, and I can't blame them. Thanks for sending along the pups, I'll be waiting for them. Give Joni a pat on the head for me. Incidentally, cancel all my insurance policies, and I quit the company, effective immediately. I'm staying here on Halcyon. I wasn't pulling a leg, Hermy. Remember I told you a slice of flesh was taken from my rump at the stockade? That's how the Halcyonians have developed their reincarnation process. They've learned a way to duplicate an individual artificially, using a sample of his hereditary genes from a slice of flesh. Every Halcyonian has his slice on file, of course. The new embryo is then grown rapidly in a matter of days. La Luck and I figured it's about time heavy industry came to Wimplegroyd and Sanspertical. We're opening a new musicians' factory here, which suits the Halcyonians fine. Most of them are in favour of war, because they'd like to better their position in life. Maybe do it next time around on the new incarnation. This reincarnation sure as hell beats life insurance, doesn't it? With fond regards, Sammy.